Now that he's clinched the Democratic nomination for president, Senator Barack Obama has begun his national campaign. One of Obama's challenges in the upcoming months will be gaining the support of white working-class voters. Now, Columbus, Ohio Mayor Michael Coleman has already done that. He's the African-American mayor of a majority white city. We reached him in New Orleans, where he's participating in the National Conference of Black Mayors. Mayor Coleman, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
What have the feelings been there at the conference with all of this black leadership gathered in one place? What was the mood and what are people saying about Senator Obama clinching the nomination?
I think everybody here is inspired, but everybody also believes that, you know, there's been a long way. It's been a long time trying to get to this point where an African-American could run for president of the United States. At one time, see, the Black Mayors Conference was organized in the 1970s when it then was unheard of to have black mayors. And since then, black mayors have gone on to become other things.
Turning to Senator Obama, he's going to have to woo the white working class in order to make that goal to become president in the fall. Now, you're the mayor of Columbus, Ohio, a majority white city. What are some of the challenges that you faced in wooing this community?
When I ran for mayor in a predominantly non-minority environment, it was important that I talk to people's concerns, talk to people's issues, talk about the things they cared about, and that these issues that we're faced with in our city and in our state and in the country affect all people, regardless of their race. We are all in the same boat, and we're all united to make this country a better country.
Throughout the primary season, Senator Obama has tried to transcend the issue of race, but he's had mixed results in terms of picking up white working-class votes, even within his own party. So why do you think that is? What can be different going into the general election?
Well, he has to just keep at it. This is new for a lot of people in America, and that newness will soon wear off. And I think over time that people will say, look, it doesn't matter where he's African-American or not. He's the best person to be president of the United States.
Mayor Coleman, thank you for speaking with us.
Absolutely.
Columbus, Ohio Mayor Michael Coleman joined us by phone from New Orleans, where he's participating in the National Conference of Black Mayors.